Beginning current to have Masech, the human that Lamed, beginning of the Alpha, beginning to test the Master, beginning with the Gemara, mitzvah shavshim. It's a mitzvah to rub off the droplets of urine. So it's a statement to wonder. I might say, why do you have to scrub off the droplets of urine? But Mistaim, Mekamela, Karabun, Rabbi Laza, we can presume we're going like the majority opinion of Rabban, Rabbi Laza, that hold the Asalach is Ba'amo, that one is, meaning, not like Rabbi Laza, that holds it, it's forbidden to go hold and hold on to the male member, because Ba'amo, Rabban, Rabban say, if you're not hold on to your male organ, but then so it's not Magrib, but the droplets are going to spill over his foot, which you're going to run into this whole problem. So you see, obviously they're trying to say that you're allowed to hold on to, because when you hold on to the male organ, then the droplets don't spray on your feet. So you see that they hold you allowed to do it to urinate it. So why do you have to be mishavshet for if it's not getting on your feet? And this is something you could say is not afabekin. Even so, it's still not possible that you're not going to have some droplets that are going to spray on the foot. Because sometimes he's going to forget, and he's not going to pay so much attention. He's not going to hold on to the male organ until the end. So some droplets are going to get on, and that's why there's still a mitzvah of shivshim. Well, you know, I mean, other approaches. Actually, says Taisus that although that, as we see, that they disagree, at the end, ultimately, they actually retracted and agreed to Rabbi Laza that one is not allowed to hold on to his male organ at all. And therefore, again, there's going to be mitzvah to rub off the droplets. As Taisa says, Taisa, you should know this, and Taisa proves it's a radical ayad, because the Gemara needed after you give him an av, parcha shmul, the Gemara san shmul, normally if you do set Rabbi Yehuda, shin, the sharp one, ochas ba'amal, hold on to your organ, you're urinating, hold on to your amal, but v'tanyul in the vice, how could he tell him this, Rabbi Laza, he says, kol echaz v'chulu, whoever holds on to the male organ, is like a bird of marble to the world. Lechem perikira, so do we have in the Gemara Shabbos, and Ma'alef, the same type of question, but the Rabban plegi, but Rabban disagreed, my parcha, what are you asking? What do you mean? Not like Rabban, like Rabban. Obviously, because Rabban agreed to Rabbi Laza, and that's why they're asking such a question on Shmuel. But since I said, you could reject this proof, because I feel Rabban lay Sharu that to say that even Rabban don't permit it. Meaning this Rabban that, no, could be they just do disagree, and they maintain the disagreement. They hold that you cannot go ahead, and that you could hold the male organ, but that's only for the purposes of that you shouldn't have the droplets on the foot, so that it shouldn't spread rumors on the sons that it wasn't him who fathered the children. But Allah b'chilah, but of course, if not for that situation, Rabban would agree that you're not to hold the male organ when you're urinating. Ah, but he dekir Allah mishum achiyav, and that Gemara in Perikir and Masechta Shabbos, that actually was not because of laws, because they can spread rumors, it's simply as modesty. And I think Gemara says, oh, for that, you're not allowed to touch even according to Rabbanan. But Rabbi Yehuda, in the story of Rabbi Yehuda, that was on the roof, and he was urinating downwards. But like Mishum that says, there's no problem about droplets on his feet. Mishum was just because of getting the shul, the wall of the shul dirty. And for that, the Rabban would not have permitted it. So again, it's not a raya. Could be Rabban maintained that disagreement. Even Lamaskana, this that they were asking from this halacha was because even the Rabban, they only permitted the Malkim that it shouldn't be Laz Albana. But I could bring you a proof. Although we just rejected the proofs you brought, you could bring proofs. The Gemara tells us that if you want to make sure you get all the urine out, that it doesn't drip out, it's only if you're sitting, or if even when you're standing, but if it's in soft earth, because or else you're never going to really let it all come out because it's going to spray back at you. Now, but it doesn't give the option about, oh, I'll tell you another way how to get it all out. Just hold on to the male organ, and then it's going to spray out, and it's not going to drip down as it's getting lower and lower. Because the avogav the mistabek making come, although that's definitely an option for all the urine to come out. Obviously, the Rabban agreed to Rabbi Laza, and therefore they didn't mention that as an option. According to everyone, one is not allowed to hold his male organ, even if it's to urinate. That there shouldn't be a concern about laz on his children. And Ramin Nam Perikol Yad, so the Gemara brings a nidav design and base. Gimel Sinesu V'chul Hashem says three types of people I hate. But Chashav Eichas Bama Mashin mentions one of them is the one who holds on to the male organ and urinates. Now, B'loi Hosker, Shem Rabbi Laza, doesn't mention Rabbi Laza. L'sh Mamina, the Chaz Rabban, the Rabbi Laza, because it's not just Rabbi Laza, it's according to everyone, even according to Rabban, because they ultimately agreed to Rabbi Laza. Now, Mavaka B'loi Hashkan, the head of the Mishnah, the Brash Chaz, and says, we don't find this anywhere, not a Mishnah, not a Brisa, that the Rabban backed out of this opinion. Yes, Lemikin, still you could say this. I'm not so to be fine. Over the Gemara of Yigimel and Beza on something else. The Kamar of Tavrim Tavrim says, Tekatziz Yodei Al Tiburi, says that, oh, he should cut his hand off that's on his belly. Pirish Al Shanagab Amasai, meaning in the area of the belly, because he touched his male organ. Amaloi, they said to him, Yeshav Lekaitz Leit Lenov, he has a thorn over there, he shouldn't be able to take it. Mashmit sounds like Rabban and Shara, Philip Lekaitz, sounds like Rabban and permit touching over there, even without a thorn. Well, actually, Rabban, they were asking him, Oidelon Mihas, Yeshav Lekaitz, at least agreed to us, when there is a thorn over there. Now, Masnid the Hassam, so in that Mishnah over there that says the more a hand touches to check his male organ to see if there's keri, although by women maybe it's good, but by men, that their hands should be cut off because they're causing themselves to be mitzvah levatala. Or mestama asin amik rabbanon. We could presume that that's also going to be rabbanon because dein svar lo kmei krib tarfin. It's not logical to say it's going like a das yachid as reb tarfin. So we prove that even the rabbanon who disagreed initially reb tarfin, at the end we say that they agree. It's obvious, I'm the husband. Obviously, they retracted. I've got the last column ahead, although we don't find it explicitly, but still we could say that ultimately they retracted. But I'm talking about this, and I begin to say, given the mitzvah shavshah, but if you sell it, tell me that there is a mitzvah to rub off the droplets, the eshtakon the shavshah. So that's a way of fixing the problem. So, Michael Parkley, Rabban Rabbalazar. So, what Rabban asked Rabbalazar when he says you can't hold on to the male organ, and they say, okay, you tell me there's other options that it shouldn't drop. But if you don't have a higher place to stand from, and you know I'm soft earth, my, what are you going to do? So let me say to him, yeah, better that there should be rumors about his children that they're mamzerim. While you're Rasha Sha'achas, they shouldn't be a wicked person one moment in front of Hashem by holding his male organ and causing himself to get heated up. But it says to him, why didn't he tell them, what do you mean? There's not going to be any laws because you could dry off all the droplets. So that'll avoid the whole problem. And this is says Yerushalmi, what you can say is no. If he's not going to hold on to the male organ at all, as Rabbi Lazar holds, then the majority of the droplets are going to go on his feet, and therefore the film Mishavshiv Yenik, even if he's going to try to dry it off, it's still going to be recognizable, and the Yitzchak Lazban is going to spread rumors on his children. And moreover, Vegamish Leiterik Lishavshnaik, it's also very difficult to try to get all the droplets off because there's so many. And the person is going to leave it, and he's not going to dry it off at all, and there's going to be a rumor. And he said yes. Mutav, that it should be Laz, Abanav, and that's why I didn't answer that the Shipshiv, because Shipshiv doesn't take care of the entire problem. Yes, the Mitzvah Shipshiv, but it's still not going to take care of the problem about the possibility of Boisim, Mitzvah Laz, Abanav. Kinnik says, Master, begin with Zigmar, in Odom Nechmas Lavoida, a person does not go into the Azor to do the Avoida, even if it's Taracha, who Taival until he Taivals in the Mikvah. So he says, Lavdavka Lavoida doesn't mean necessarily to do the Avoida, even to do Shchita, Lavavoida is not, so to speak, the Avoida. Muchli, come on, the Beit Tefillah, we see later on, it's obvious that it requires Tefillah. But Philip will love it. And says, the truth is, even we're not doing that, but you're not just going to the Azara, that one has to do with Tefillah. The Yishami proves the Koma, because the Yishami says, that's not the end, that just if you're going to do Avoida. And Philip will love it, even not going to do Avoida, but Muchli, come on, says, so it's obvious in the Gemara later on. Commercial Farish, the Simach, like I'm going to shortly explain. Next says, Master, begin the words of the Gemara. If someone is changing the Kohen Gadol from one holy to the other holy requires the Tefillah, for sure, if you're coming from Chayim L'Kodesh, for sure, you have to go ahead and do a Tefillah. So he says, Tamalei, it's a wonder to me. Ikalim Efech, we could ask on this Kavah Chaim and say, Malahasam, what do we find over there by the Kohen Gadol that you came right to Lavan Abayda? He probably wants to go do the Abayda. So therefore, he has to have a Tefillah. Avatar Hanech, Shalei Lavayda Menayin, how do you know, as we just said in the previous cases, a Tar person who's just going to the Tzar, not to Abayda, how do you have to do a Tefillah? That's the same thing you could say is right. The Bada Kabbalchem, the primary Kabbalchem is any elabatar and nechdis kadeh lav. It's a tar person going to do that by the element de medrabbanan gazru, but rabbinically they decreed a philip and nechdis shalay lav, but even if he's going to not do that by the gzera, shami abed as a gzera, then may he come to do that by the. Then since there's been time to begin to say that nakat the lifrach, then you still have a difficulty. Mali yem kippurim kishu mishan mikaitz rakaitz, and yem kippur that you're trying to learn out from, where he's changing from one thing of holy to another thing of holy. Shekin tevel b'makom kaddish, where the tefillah is in the holy area. How are you going to compare that to that of every morning when you come in, which is not at makom kaddish? Who said you have to go do a tefillah? So Tzitzis Yerushalmi, what you could say is, yeah, the b'shayi ma'isashana nami yitvel b'makom kaddish. My idea, actually, from that kabbalchem that Ben Zem would hold, that yeah, that you would have to do the tefillah in a holy place, because that's what you're learning it out from. Now, Abakash, but then it says it's difficult. Imkin, if that's the case, then Kabbalah Milunet has to be Makum Kaddish for every single person to keep coming. But some of the Gemara says, surely, but Makum Flig. So what's the ramification of Makum between Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Zayma? Lema Deva Flig, why don't you pick this as an example? To put Zayma Tabal be Makum Kaddish, according to Zayma, the Tfil has to be in the holy place. Rabbi Yehuda Loiker, Rabbi Yehuda not. But moreover, the Kate Kilmef, there's still another refutation. And you can say, Malim Kippurim Shucham, or Ibim Kippurim, which is very strange, that you can't do the Vaida on Yom Kippurim with a regular coin, has to be the coin Godl. You could ask, there's a lot of atonement going on, the great day of atonement of Yom Kippurim, the Prophet become the Shavuos, like you ask the first Vagin Shavuos, and the Tesmet Al. Now, Tzachlem Morelis says, what you have to say is, the Ben Zibel Lemashtov Pirchus. Now, Ben Zibel would not consider that as flaws in his Kavachem. Because to the contrary, Alimi Alim Kavachem Vekach, actually would strengthen his Kavachem. And Venichnes Eisen Chomer Kavachem, those strengths would actually go into the Kavachem. And he would say like this. And even though he already had a tefillah, a significant tefillah, already in the holy area. And even though he's a Kohen Gadol who is very sanctified. And even though that he has all the holy services of this day, and he's very careful and meticulous and diligent. Because of this, and because the atonements of the day are so great, and if he has no tefillah, so b'shan mochel kodesh like Hodgkin, if you change it from weekday to holy, isn't it kavachayma for sure that one would have to go ahead and do a tefillah? I the mahayt leitov makom kodesh. Why is the tefillah not in makom kodesh? So this is so it's logic. Even that kotel in this kotel, big because since he has not been sanctified yet with holy garments, sheit v'b'chol that the tefillah should be b'chol. But again, it's not a difficulty with all these questions on Ben Zayma, which, yeah, truthfully, it should require B'makom Kaddish, and all those other questions are not flaws. The Kabbalah actually adds to the emphasis, according to Ben Zayma. But again, ultimately, you don't do B'makom Kaddish simply because he has not yet been sanctified, and it's coming from Chol the Kaddish, that it should be done B'makom Chol.